To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Marv made another. It was an accusation sensation. The idea that you and I are moving the goalpost on Kuminga because let's say he doesn't play and they lose, then we don't like attach those players to losing. And I'm thinking to myself, well, first of all, yeah, we do. And like Jonathan Kuminga is not the only person who gets criticized on 95.7 The Game. That's not true. Had a whole thing last week about how Pods also had an agenda. And sure, I mean, yeah, he brought up Steph. Sure, we can. That's a different kind of criticism. Boy, yeah, Steph messed up last night. Shrug shoulders, move on. What are you going to do about it? It's Steph Curry. So all of these things are circumstantial, and they're in the moment, and I don't think you can even compare them, because the bottom line, whether y'all like it or not, like, look at what the Golden State Warriors are doing, and look at what they have repeatedly been telling you now for the larger part of 11 months. What are they telling you? They're telling you that for whatever reason, there are a lot of moments where they put him in the game and it's just not feeling right for everybody. And I keep trying to like stress, Steve Kerr is not on an island making these decisions by himself. There are meetings, there are a lot of people, there are players, everyone's being talked to about this. And, you know, I don't know what you do with a weekend like this. You got no Steph Curry and no Draymond Green in the game. JK gets benched and the Warriors win by 1,000 on the road. I don't know. What do you want to do with that?
I mean,
what do you want to do with it?
What are you supposed to do?
I mean, the
previous game, he starts and he goes 1-for-10. And like,
right.
You take him out late and you win by 5. And you won despite the fact that he did not play very well. And then the next game, you don't start, you don't play, and you win by 1,000. Like you said, you won by 32, and the game was never really in doubt. Like, they cut it to 8 a couple of times in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, and then you went out there and you absolutely motorboated Chicago, and you did all that without Steph and without Draymond and without JK. So what are you supposed to do? Like, you didn't play him, and you won by a bunch, and so, yeah. I mean, I would love to see JK play like he did the first 5 games of the year. And I'm looking here, 33 minutes, 36, 24, 31, 26, 34, the first 6 games. And he was mostly really good. He scored. He rebounded. He played the right way. He played the way they wanted him to play. And then even further than that, he still played pretty well. And then he got hurt and he came back and it was kind of back to last year.
Just kind of, yeah,
yep.
Lost it.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I've been accused of being stubborn a lot in my life. Like, I'll wear that. That's fine. Boy, some of you JK fans, you are a stubborn bunch. Like, this is, I really appreciate it, Guru, for, by the way, like, you know what I mean? Because we've sparred for months and months, if not years on this. But Guru's like, come on, man, like, you're kind of out of weapons today. Like, what is it you see? Like, if you're just making something up at this point, if you've decided, no, JK's a star, then everybody in the Warriors organization is dumb. I mean, really? Is that, like, every time you say something, oh, you're moving the goalposts.
Right.
Really? I don't know, man.
It's possible that he goes somewhere and he plays well.
Sure.
And he makes an all-star team and he helps somebody go on and win. But what they've done here with him, without him, with him playing, you know, different roles, they've won, actually, since he's been here. So this year, and I look at just the weekend, in the fourth quarter against Cleveland, he played 2.5 minutes. And you went out there and you were able to still win the game. You held on, you won. And then yesterday, he didn't play at all. And you went out and you beat Chicago by 30. So can you win without him? Yeah. Can you win with him? Sure. It's just a question of, like, what role is he playing? What role do you need him to play? And I think those two things are pretty far apart.
I wonder how people would answer this, because we got onto this conversation with all of these cool things that Pat Spencer is suddenly doing over the last four games. Obviously, there's a Kuminga conversation because we're back to DNPs. And this is, by the way, I think you could argue that yesterday was the worst DNP of them all. Because what people forget about the DNPs that came last year, there's totally a misremembering thing going on. People thought he came back from injury, and then that stupid Kurgis stopped playing him. The first DNP came in the last game of the regular season.
Correct.
I was at that game.
Oh.
It was against the Los Angeles Clippers,
yeah.
And the Warriors were trying to stay out of the play-in tournament. And they didn't play Jonathan, and they lost in an incredible overtime battle with the Clippers. But the reason that happened, and then it happened in the play-in games as well, is because the Warriors had gotten themselves to a spot where they were like, these are the really high-leverage games, and the Jonathan Jimmy Butler thing's not working right now, so we got to put it on hold. Well, those were the highest-leveraged games. Yesterday was not.
Nope.
This is the first time that Steve Kerr has decided on a Sunday in December with a record of what? 12-12 or whatever the hell they were.
Yep.
Like, yeah. And with no Steph and no Draymond.
Right.
He's just like, yeah, we're not. That's the worst narrative so far by far.
Agreed. I mean, it's a thin bench, and yet you still would rather not play Jonathan Kuminga. And you didn't play GP2 either, and that's fine. He plays or he doesn't play. It depends on the matchup. But you chose to go with Guy a bunch, and Guy and Pat and Quentin and Will, all these other young pups, but JK is a guy who couldn't even go out there. And, like, we're going to give you 6 or 8 minutes to start, and let's just see. Let's see what we have tonight with you, JK. No, he didn't get that, and then he didn't even get the, like, kind of what Moses Moody would get last year, which is, we're getting blown out.
Some crumbs.
Yep, come on, Moses, get in there and get some crumbs. Yeah. But which I guess is, it makes sense, because you don't want JK to go in there and possibly get hurt if you want to trade him, but he got nothing yesterday at all.
888-957-9570, but we got on this conversation because we were talking about the word talent. I wonder, the way so many define it about, like, athleticism and, as you put it, the ha-ha and all these things. Like, is there anybody on the Warriors roster who's more talented than Jonathan Kuminga? Or are there tons of people on the Warriors roster more talented than Jonathan Kuminga? I don't know. How would you answer that?
Well, it depends on what you consider talent. Like, Steph Curry has a hand-eye coordination that is maybe better than anyone in the history of humanity.
Yeah.
Like, if Steph Curry grew up in England, you could see him as a dart thrower. Honestly, I mean,
wow,
I don't know if you've ever seen, like...
I could see him doing anything that's hand-eye coordination related.
I mean, if he grew up in, I don't know, Minnesota, and his dad wasn't an NBA player, he could be a pro bowler.
Sure.
He could be a golfer. He could be one of those people who's playing cornhole. He could be the best cornhole player ever.
Probably really good at that, actually.
I'm sure he's amazing at that. Yeah. So when you talk about talent, like Steph Curry, the baby-faced assassin, 6'3", and when he came in the league, he was just this skinny, like, baby-faced, like, oh, yeah, you can shoot. Cute. I mean, you'll never be like Kyle Korver or J.J. Redick, right?
I mean, see, that's interesting the way you put it, because I think maybe I think about this backwards. To me, maybe the more talented person is the person who does more with less. Who's more talented, Steph or Shaq?
Probably, like, from a talent standpoint, Steph.
Right.
Like, Shaq had an unbelievable genetic advantage.
Completely, as does someone like, if you want to talk about on the Warriors right now, just baseline genetic advantage, Kuminga. Number one.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
So who's more talented? I mean, I got Pat Spencer out here, who's 6'2" and looks like he's sitting next to you at a blackjack table, and he's out here now owning a week and getting Jimmy Butler to do IG posts,
yep.
Play that funky music, white boy, and his coach is going, "Patch that mother jumper."
Yep.
That, like, I think I could make the, that's talent. You're squeezing the orange, Pat.
Yeah, it just depends on what you consider talent. And, you know, it's some of the all-time greats, like LeBron and Michael Jordan, they had both. They had natural gifts combined with talent, and combined with an unbelievable drive.
And that's how you end up as the best ever.
Right. Yeah. And so if you're Pat Spencer, do you have talent? Yeah, you are an amazing lacrosse player, one of the best to ever do it. He actually won the Heisman Award for lacrosse right. when he was in college. So yeah, you're very talented at what you did. And then you're also a good basketball player. So yeah, he's very talented, but we don't look at him and see him like go up and have a follow dunk or, you know, take off from the foul line and dunk on somebody. So we look at things differently.
Pete in San Ramon, thanks for waiting. Hey, Pete, thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Yep. Back to talent. One of the definitions I've seen is an individual's natural abilities, skills, and aptitudes that make them well-suited for specific roles or tasks. But the other one I really like is the ability to do things in a very skilled fashion as if it was second nature. And I think that's kind of what Spencer's doing. Now, here's two things about Pat Spencer, and of course, I got to mention Maryland. There's a triangle between D.C., Baltimore, and Annapolis that is lacrosse crazy and basketball crazy. It's where Kevin Durant comes from, Adrian Dantley, Len Bias, Pat Spencer, right in the middle of that. He double-lettered junior high school and high school in both sports. He was 5'10 when he graduated high school and decided, in spite of basketball being his love, which he's mentioned lately, he said, "I probably have better success at my height playing lacrosse." So he did that for 4 years. The best lacrosse, college lacrosse player in the country. And then he went to Northwestern for another year to play some basketball to get back to what he wants to really do. Here he is. He's doing pretty good. He's talented. That's what I know.
Yeah, Pete, you know a lot. Thank you. And again, that's like the whole reason for this conversation. One, I find it kind of fascinating the way we all talk about it. But, you know, this idea of, is Jonathan Kuminga's talent being wasted? Or if you want to label that, like you've brought up Trey Lance today.
Yep, yep.
Or, heck, obviously, do this with anybody, right? Marco Luciano yep. gets just completely outright let go by the Giants last week. His batting practice sessions were epic. They're absolutely epic. But this goes to the whole idea of, and we talk about it a lot with the 49ers, Warriors too recently, and I think most fans are almost always frustrated with the way their team drafts, because that's just being a fan. When you're a fan, you can think of all the times that you messed up the draft. Well, listen, just the fact that teams mess up drafts, doesn't that tell you something about talent? In other words, I don't think we can see talent the way we think we can. When we look at Jonathan Kuminga, I'm like, I see talent, and I'm like, you don't know. I see a skill set. I see someone who can jump really high.
Right.
I see somebody who has had flashes where he looks brilliant, but I can't tell you, and this is actually part of the problem with him, is that after 4.5 years, I still can't tell you exactly what he is or how talented he is. In and of itself, that's a little bit of a problem.
It can be, and I do think that it comes down to exactly what you're describing. And as you were talking, I was thinking about Fred Warner. Fred Warner, who was a safety at BYU, and he was a guy who, I mean, he played safety, and he was probably too big to be a safety, but he was not projected to be what he's become. And he comes to the Niners, and he turns into a linebacker, and now he's on his way to the Hall of Fame because of what he became, and he became that because, yes, he had talent. They all have talent. All these athletes in the bigs, in the pros, whatever, they have talent.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Talent, but do you have that stuff? Like Kobe Bryant was amazing early, but Kobe went from, man, good little player at Lower Marion, more than that, I know, but turned into one of the best of all time. Steph Curry is a similar example where, yeah, he's a son of a knockdown shooter, and he was a knockdown shooter, but he went from that to this because of talent, yes, but because of work ethic, dedication, and all the rest of it. And so, to your point, when you draft somebody, you don't really know like the other stuff. Like, what are you going to do? How much work are you going to put in to become that guy?
Okay, we're going to keep taking calls on this. I want to squeeze in the 3 o'clock hour keyword.
Okay.
It's not Dibley.
Oh, man.
It's close. If you want to win that Steph, Draymond, or Jimmy Butler, the Town Brown jersey, text the keyword dribble. Dribble.
Mm.
Not dibble or not dibbly.
Nope.
Dribble. Dribble to 20357. That's dribble to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three jerseys right now. We're giving out a different keyword every hour, so 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour still ahead. The other shows tomorrow and Wednesday as well. All three shows every hour, every day for 3 days, so stay tuned for your chance. And keep entering as many times as possible. Dribble to 20357. How about Father Time in Napa? What up, FT? What are you doing?
What up, dogs? Happy Monday.
Yeah, man.
I wanted to talk about talent, but then so many topics came across the board in the last 20 minutes. So here's the way I want to start. Great unanswerable questions. Why do baseball managers wear uniforms?
Ah.
And why hasn't anybody asked Pat Spencer why he's wearing number 61?
I don't know if anybody has. I'm sure somebody's asked him that somewhere along the road. But let's be real. You want to know what my answer for that, Father Time, is? I don't think anybody's been all that interested up until now. And I'm sorry if that sounds like rude, but I you know what I mean? Like, I don't know that anybody's done a deep dive on Pat Spencer before now. He was viewed as end of the bench just because someone needs to be their guy.
It's a weird number, for sure.
I
dig it. Don't get me wrong. I dig it. And I think it's going to, like you guys were talking about, I think it's going to move some jerseys. Speaking of jerseys, grabbing a Jonathan Kuminga jersey is going to be kind of ironic and hipster down the road when he's cool and doing it for somebody else. It's kind of like the Free Jonathan t-shirt.
Hmm.
That's why they're going to hold on to him in the pro, sales place. Next thing I want to say is talent. You guys are talent. Talent is driven by can you produce. But the way it starts is numbers. And so that's, as you all know, that's, vertical leap, that's 40-yard dash, that's everything you can measure. The thing that they can't measure is heart. That's what they want to call it. Who knows what it is? Or intangibles.
Right.
And how they see that is challenging. It's really hard. That's why it's a crapshoot, man. Like, they drafted Steph Curry, and do they think he was turning into Steph Curry? No.
No.
Ever.
Wow, nobody could think. Yeah, so Father Time, thank you. We got to run. Nobody, everybody hopes that someone becomes an all-star. I don't think when anybody's drafting anybody, maybe LeBron, like when there's that kind of hype.
Right.
Are you thinking, boy, I hope we just got one of the greatest players who's ever stepped on earth iconic. Like, right. that's
yeah, that's one Benihama, the same thing.
Yeah.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.